Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
Today's feast is not one that is on the general calendar of the Church. It is a feast celebrated only in certain places and by certain religious institutes. Its introduction is due to the efforts of the learned chancellor of the University of Paris, Jean Gerson, who died in 1429. In the following century, in 1537, the Franciscans became one of the first orders to celebrate this feast, and it continued to spread to various other orders, congregations, and regions, dioceses, and even a whole empire. In 1725, Pope Benedict XIII introduced it in the Papal States, but despite all this approval, even papal approval, it never became a universal feast. And in 1961, when they were trying to cut down the number of feasts in the calendar, they decided to restrict the celebration of this feast to those who had some special link with it. So we continue to celebrate it, not only because of our consecration to the Immaculate, but also because of its long history of over four centuries as a Franciscan feast. So this limitation on its celebration wasn't because of any doubts about the truth of what is celebrated. Indeed, we can hardly doubt that Our Lady was espoused to Saint Joseph, because we read that in the Holy Gospel. We just heard about the angel in the dream call Our Lady the wife of Saint Joseph, and Saint Joseph considering divorcing her. You can't divorce someone unless that person is your wife. So even though they hadn't begun living together, they were married because they had already made a marriage contract. And so this truth is certain in the Gospels. And then the question begins to arise of why. Before we get to the question of why, Blessed Bartolo Longo has something interesting to say about this marriage, that God visibly descended into the world when he found a virgin man who was worthy to marry the Virgin of Virgins, and to marry the purest of creatures by God's revelation was married into the most righteous man called Joseph, who would never violate the vow of her virginity. So Joseph, too, was chosen specially for this marriage, prepared specially for this marriage, which was an unusual sort of marriage, because it was a marriage in which they lived as brother and sister. And Blessed Bartolo Longo can speak also from personal conviction, because this is what he did in his marriage. He did not plan to marry in his life, but he was asked to marry the woman with whom he was working in his apostolate, so that there wouldn't be talk about the two of them spending so much time together. So they did marry and then continued to live a virginal marriage. And so why was Mary espoused if she was to remain a virgin? What sense does it make to get married if you're going to remain a virgin? And Saint Jerome gives us four answers to this question. The first is so that the origin of Mary would be shown through the genealogy of Joseph, which is what comes just before the passage of the Gospel that we listen to. And then secondly, to prevent her from being stoned by the Jews as an adulteress, so as a witness to her chastity, as a witness that she had not done anything wrong. And so Saint Bernard expanding on that, says that Mary was espoused in order that Joseph, by carefully studying her life and conversation, might be a most faithful witness to her purity, for it was intolerable that any slur should be cast on the Mother of God. Saint Jerome's third reason is so that when she fled to Egypt, Our Lady might have solace, that she might not have to make that journey completely alone, but would have someone to help her and protect her in the journey. And the martyr Ignatius, says Saint Jerome, added even a fourth reason why Christ was conceived from a betrothed woman, saying that it was in order that his birth would be concealed from the devil, so long as he thought that the babe was not born of a virgin, but of a wife. So, if Jesus was born of a married woman, you would normally expect that married woman to not be a virgin, or the devil had to at least doubt whether Jesus was conceived naturally or not. You know, not having been present at the Annunciation, he couldn't be sure exactly how Our Lady got pregnant. And so in this way, he was unsure whether this was the woman that was foretold by Isaiah, and St. Matthew quoted Isaiah in today's Gospel, and the woman who was foretold even long before that in the book of Genesis. Now this predicts that the mother of Christ will be a virgin when it calls him her seed. So it's very unusual perhaps this is the only place in Scripture where it speaks of a woman having seed, because the offspring is always called the seed of the father, not the mother. But if the one who will crush the serpent's head is the seed of his mother, it is because there is no father's seed, which means that his mother is a virgin. So that much was clear enough to the devil, but the marriage of Mary and Joseph made him uncertain whether Mary was really a virgin, and thus whether Jesus was the one who would crush his head. And so he tried with various temptations to figure out who Jesus was. So in this way, the espousal that we celebrate today played an important role in our redemption. So God, in bringing about our redemption, could have simply used his infinite power to undo the knot of disobedience, like someone who breaks a cord or who cuts a knot because he's strong or he has good tools at his disposition. But since God is wise and a lover of order, since he doesn't want to destroy things, he respected the order of the fall when he brought about our redemption, like a person who unties a knot by leading the cord backwards through all the things that it had, through all the loops in by which it was tied. So in bringing about our redemption, he chooses to use a virgin and a married virgin, because Eve was married and yet a virgin when the fall took place. And he chooses to use also this collaboration, this marriage, so Mary in a mystical sense is the spouse of Christ, but in a legal sense is the spouse of Saint Joseph. And so we see that this espousal in a way also is an image of her espousal with God. And so there are many mysteries here that we can reflect upon, many mysteries that we can think upon in this espousal, and thus quite rightly we celebrate it today. Praised be Jesus and Mary.
Amen.